Ezekiel chapter 10. Then I looked, and behold, in the expanse that was over the head of the cherubim, there appeared above them, as it were, a sapphire stone, as the appearance of the likeness of a throne. He spoke to the man clothed in linen and said, Go in between the whirling wheels, even under the cherubim, fill both your hands with coals of fire from between the cherubim, and scatter them over the city. He went in as I watched. So Ezekiel's been seeing these visions of the cherubim, and the idea was that all was not just trundling on without any action, that in fact God was extremely active, and that there was judgment going to come upon Jerusalem, but that judgment was actually from the angels, and that not just angels, but this huge cherubim system that was hovering over Jerusalem. Now the cherubim stood on the right side of the house when the man went in, and the cloud filled the inner court. Then the glory of Yahweh was lifted up from the cherub and stood over the threshold of the house. And the house was filled with the cloud, and the court was full of the brightness of Yahweh's glory. We've read earlier in Ezekiel how he was shown that in those very courts of Yahweh there was all sorts of idolatry, worshipping idols, but now the brightness of Yahweh's glory is there. It's as if because they had done that, God's glory was going to be revealed through destroying the place. The sound of the wings of the cherubim was heard even to the outer court as the voice of God Almighty when he speaks. As the voice of God Almighty when he speaks. So this was the actual voice of God, and it was coming through the sound of the wings of the cherubim. That's a wonderful idea, to think of the voice of God Almighty. And when we read in the Bible, the Word of God, this is likewise this awesome voice of God to us. It came to pass when he commanded the man clothed in linen, and that is Ezekiel, the prophet, because the man in linen has the writer's inkhorn. He commanded the man clothed in linen, saying, Take fire from between the whirling wheels, from between the cherubim. He went in and stood beside a wheel. So it's as if the prophetic word that Ezekiel was speaking was actually bringing about this situation. The cherub stretched forth his hand from between the cherubim to the fire that was between the cherubim and took of it, and put it into the hands of him who was clothed in linen, who took it and went out. There appeared in the cherubim the form of a man's hand under their wings. I think that is saying that the whole amazing, awesome system of God's operation and manifestation was in response to human action and human behavior and human input. I looked, and behold, four wheels were beside the cherub, and one wheel beside another cherub, and the appearance of the wheels was like a beryl stone. As for their appearance, the four of them had one likeness, like a wheel within a wheel. When they went in their four directions. They didn't turn as they went, but to the place where the head looked, they followed it. They didn't turn as they went. So this is like a kind of a gyroscope. But the idea is that God's actions may appear to be going in different directions, but in fact, overall, although one may go this way and one that way, they are overall going the same way. Their whole body and their backs and their hands and their wings and the wheels were full of eyes all around, even the wheels that the four of them had. And I think that the being full of eyes shows that, quite simply, God sees and knows all things, and he is totally aware and was totally aware of all that was happening. As for the wheels, they were called in my hearing the whirling wheels. Each one had four faces. The first face was the face of the cherub, the second the face of a man, the third the face of a lion, the fourth the face of an eagle. So this is like the four camps, I think, of Israel. That the encampments of Israel, the people of Israel, were reflected in the structure of the angels and God's organization in heaven. The cherubim mounted up. This is the living creature that I saw by the river Kibar. So this huge system of the cherubim is there bringing judgment upon Jerusalem, but it was also what he had seen in captivity in Babylon by the river Kebar. So the idea was that the presence of God was not just now in the temple in Jerusalem, but it was equally there in the captivity, where they were away from any temple, any sanctuary, any altar. And the idea is that the presence of God is to be found outside any religious structure. David learned that when he was on the run from Saul and Absalom. David prays in the Psalms to God, and he says that he feels God's presence, that he feels that he's living under the shadow of his wings, as if he was there right in the sanctuary, right on top of the ark, the lid on the top of the Ark of the Covenant, what Paul calls the mercy seat, where the glory of God dwelt. Even though he was far from any religious structure, far from the temple. When the cherubim went, the wheels went beside them. And when the cherubim lifted up their wings to mount up from the earth, the wheels didn't turn from beside them. When they stood, these stood. And when they mounted up, these mounted up with them. For the spirit of the living creature was in them. The glory of the Lord went forth from over the threshold of the house and stood over the cherubim. I think we're seeing the glory of God now progressively leaving Jerusalem, leaving the temple. And it's going to Babylon, to the river Kebar, where they were there as exiles. The cherubim lifted up their wings and mounted up from the earth in my sight when they went forth, and the wheels beside them. They stood at the door of the east gate of Yahweh's house, and the glory of the God of Israel was over them above. This is the living creature, that is, this is the same living creature that I saw under the God of Israel by the river Kebar. I knew that they were cherubim. So he's saying that this system of glory that was once in God's temple is now leaving by the east gate and is going to go into Babylon. And the east gate was the one which faced towards Babylon. And so, at the end of Ezekiel, the glory of God returns through the east gate. In other words, this wonderful system of cherubim that had gone into captivity with the people could have returned. Now, it didn't at the time of the restoration, but when Jesus returns, then all these things are going to come true.